Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thanking God for all of his goodness to us, how he has blessed us since we last met, allowed us to be here, saints of God, and truly a wonderful God we serve.
Praise God.
Thank God for each and every one of you this morning, and thank God for our children being out today, likewise. Looking for others to be in the house of the Lord. I understand some are a little under the weather, so to speak, not feeling well. Sister Regina, Brother Tony, we just thank God because he has blessed us to be here. Let's remember them much in prayer. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. We thank you, Lord Heavenly Father, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have been so kind, so merciful unto us. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us through our last week and allowing us, dear Heavenly Father, to see this and dawning of a new day.
Yes,
Father, the last day of October 31st, 2021. Father, it seems like we just started this year, but now we're here, dear Heavenly Father, coming to the close of another year. And for this, we want to thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for the saints of God who've gathered in the house of the Lord this morning and asked your continued blessings be upon them in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes, seeing her out this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for seeing out Sister Carol, Lord God. Thank you for seeing out Brother Mann, dear Father. Thank you for seeing out, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Smith, Lord God. And thank you for seeing out, dear Father, all the saints that are here, dear Heavenly Father.
Lord.
We don't want to miss anyone, but we just thank you. We ask that you remember those who may be still on their way, Sister Lillian, dear Father, Sister Maria and her family, Lord God, and others who might be still on their way. We ask that you would hasten them along safely over the highways. Father, we thank you, Lord God, this morning. Brother Tony's online, dear Father, woke up not feeling well in his body, dear Father, but we thank you for him and ask that you would bless, touch him in healing to your glory and to your honor. Likewise, Sister Regina, Lord God, we know that if she could, she would be here, Lord God, but not feeling well in her body. So we ask a special prayer upon her body, ask that you would touch and heal her to your glory and to your honor. Father, we ask that you remember all those who are sick and shut in, dear Father. We come before you this morning with a special prayer, Lord God, for our dear cousin Sylvia Marie, dear Father, and ask, and God, in the precious name of Jesus, that thou would touch her in her body and heal her to your glory and to your honor. Father, she's been suffering with cancer for a long time, dear Father, and so we're asking, Lord God, this day that you would reach down, dear Heavenly Father. Have mercy upon her, Lord God, and grace, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we set aside, many in our family have set aside our food this day, Lord God, on behalf of her, dear Lord. We know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father, and so we're asking you in the name of Jesus that you would bless her, dear Father, and that you would strengthen her, but that you would heal her, dear Heavenly Father, from this wicked disease that has invaded her body. We know you're able, dear Father. We don't doubt you this morning. Whatever you will, we ask that it be done. But Father, likewise, we come. We ask that you remember the saints. We ask that you remember the lost souls this day, dear Heavenly Father. We have many souls, dear Father, that are out of the ark of safety, dear Heavenly Father. We have many in our families, dear Heavenly Father, who do not know thee yet in the free pardon of their sins. We have loved ones, Lord God. We have co-workers, dear Father, neighbors, dear Father. And Father, we lift them up to you this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that time is winding up, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know they don't have as much time as they had, dear Heavenly Father, when we started out this year, but that time is of the essence this morning. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember all who have called in to listen in, dear Heavenly Father, on the internet. We thank you, Lord God, for those who call in, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we would thank you even more, dear Heavenly Father, that they would find themselves coming out to the house of the Lord, dear Lord. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you impress upon them, Lord God, not to just get comfortable to sit at home, but Lord, to come out, dear Father, in fellowship with the people of God. Oh, yeah, we know the world, dear Father, today has all this technology and all these different things, dear Father, for us to be able to use, dear Father. But your word, dear Heavenly Father, stands, dear Lord. Your word said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching. And, Father, we do see the day approaching.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord God, to be as David in the Psalms when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is here for a reason, dear Father. It's here for brothers and sisters to gather together, dear Heavenly Father, and to help out one another in the spirit of oneness and holiness to unite together, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this house of God. We thank you for this family of God. We ask, Lord God, that you would continue to add to the family of God here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing, and ask that you would continue to bless us in our endeavors, Lord God, to be to your glory and to your honor. Father, we thank you this morning for Sister Blake. We ask, oh Lord, your blessings upon her, dear Father. We ask that you look down upon her, dear Father. Thank you for all the work that she does in the congregation. We ask that you would continue to be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Likewise, Sister Millicent, as she leads a devotional service, we ask that you be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in devotional songs, dear Father. We thank you for this, dear sister, and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God. Likewise, remembering those who are running the media, Sister Melita, Brother PJ, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for them and ask that you would continue to bless them, Lord God, as they endeavor to reach out, dear Father, for souls, dear Heavenly Father, to get them online so that they can hear the word of God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the ushers, Lord, this morning. We thank you for them. We thank you for Brother Reggie, dear Father, Brother Mann, dear Father, they man the door, and Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for these dear brother, Lord God, are on their post, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless them. Thank you, Lord God, for the trustees here in the body of Christ. We ask your continued blessings upon Brother Levesque, Brother Maurice, dear Father, Brother Tony, and Brother Robert, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for them and how, dear Father, they work in the house of God, dear Father, and beautifying and making sure the things are done, dear Heavenly Father, in this house of God. We just thank you, Lord God, and praise you this morning for all that you have done for us, and ask that you would get the glory out of our lives. And Father, as we enter into the services for you this day, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight. We thank you, Lord, for our Sunday school lesson. Thank you, Lord God, for the review, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for what our ears heard, dear Heavenly Father. Father, you truly have been so good to us, and we can't thank you enough for that. Likewise, we want to thank Sister Laurentine downstairs with the children, Lord God, as she gives them nourishment, dear Heavenly Father, after our morning service, dear Father. We ask that you would bless and be with her likewise. Yes. Just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of the saints of God. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God. So I ask that you would remember the entire body of Christ, Lord God. Remember our brothers and sisters near and far. Remember those in the mission field. Remember those, Lord God, who have been captive over, held captive over in Haiti, Lord God. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Lord. Watch over them, Lord God. They're spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And we see the evilness of our day and time, Lord God. We're mankind, Lord God, is all about money. And you said in the word of God, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And we see it, dear Father, happening in our land. So, Father, we just ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Father, remember those who are sick and shut in. Many are sick on our list, dear Heavenly Father. Many need a divine healing, dear Father, a divine touch, dear Father, this day. And so we ask that you would bless. Be with us, Lord God, throughout the services, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto your name. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
So we turn to page 105 and we'll worship the Lord.
105. Good God. Trees and things begin to change. We know it's God. Rain comes. They were saying, people were out talking about how the trees hadn't began to turn yet. And I thought to myself, God is in control. It'll start changing.
Yes. Amen.
They have started changing. He told us in his word, there'll be a time that we won't know the times of the season. They'll change and we won't know them. So we're seeing that now. Sun stay out and well into October. We still had beautiful sunshine and hot days, and the Lord is changing it over now to the cooler days. So we just truly thank you for what he's done. It's God. 105 in the worship of the Lord.
See the sun giving light. It's God. Feel the breeze in the tree.
For his goodness to us. Thank God for allowing us to come together. Mm-hmm. Even as Brother Man says, one more time in the house of God. It's so good to gather together, to assemble with the saints.
Amen.
Truly, truly it is a blessing. And I was mindful when Pastor Jenkins was praying the prayer to turn our minds into the service, to open service and to lift up her voice to the Lord. And I was just thinking, you know, and she prayed for those who could be here, mm-hmm. but have chosen not to be. And that is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that, you know, there are things that can happen to us. We think that we're in situations now where we're not coming to church, or as Pastor Jenkins said, the technology just makes it convenient.
Mm.
But we don't serve God out of convenience.
Amen.
We serve God according to his word, Amen. Which says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. And it just touched my heart to think that we come because God has blessed us and given us the strength to be here.
Amen.
And there are those who are afflicted and those who are sick who cannot be here, who would dearly love to be able to be here. And just a word of caution or a warning to those who could be here and are choosing to just stay in and take a life of ease. The word of God says, beware for those who are at ease in Zion. To beware. And we're told that, you know, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Because there are things that can come upon us to where when we had an opportunity to come, if we don't come when we have an opportunity, mm-hmm. there are circumstances that can happen in our lives to where we will not be able to. And then we will so regret that we didn't come when we were able. So just a warning to those who could be here and are not. God knows what our situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And we may think we can fool the people of God. We may fool ourselves. We cannot fool God.
Amen.
And I'm sad that the Spirit is taking me there. I'm saying that there's love in my words, but be concerned, man, concerned for those who say that they are saved, who say that they are children of God and yet cannot find it somehow within themselves or within their schedule or within their mind or within their heart to come together with the people of God one day. My Lord, it's concern. It's concern in my heart. And so, Lord bless. God knows. So consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. The saints, it's not just me. The saints are concerned for those that Pastor Jenkins lifts up her voice in prayer for every week. Every week, week after week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just concerned. very, very concerned. And Lord knows. Amen. But we are here.
Amen.
And the Lord is here. And the work of the Lord goes on. Amen. And so we're so thankful that God has blessed us, given us the strength to come together once again. Mm-hmm. Our responsive reading is found in Isaiah, giving God glory and giving honor to Pastor Jenkins also. I don't want to be negligent in that, so giving honor to Pastor Jenkins and giving glory to God for his goodness to us. Our responsive reading is found in Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8, 9, and 10. Amen. Amen. Verse 8, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein.
No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall
thereon.
It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
Amen. Together. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. The way of holiness. Praise our God. Thank God for the holy life. Amen. Way of salvation is just sweet. It's just sweet. And sweeter as the days go by. Amen. Thank God for his goodness to us. We know that even as we walk this way of holiness, on this highway of holiness, this King's highway that we're walking on, we know that there may come trials. There may come tribulations. There may come afflictions. The devil will try to throw up obstacles. But we know that we can go to the Lord.
Amen.
We can take our troubles there.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to try to solve anything by ourselves. Even as Brother Maurice said, we can understand the word of God without the Spirit of God. We can't do anything without
Amen.
God and his Spirit and his power to overcome, his power to be faithful through trials, his power to be victorious, even in the face of the enemy of our soul. We just thank God.
Amen.
And because we can go to his throne and pour out our heart, we know that he hears us.
Yes.
Then we can have confidence in him.
Amen.
Amen. He has answered us in the past.
Praise
and
God.
He has not changed.
No, he hasn't.
And so we just thank God.
Amen.
For knowing that we take our prayers to him. Take our burdens that he hears and he understands and he is ready to do all those things that he's promised for us.
Amen.
So ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand.
Amen.
Sister Carol.
Yes.
they had quite a time over there where she stayed. They were just not
born. Yes.
And I also heard from a daughter, the one living in Cleveland.
Yes.
She had to visit with him.
Yes.
Called me and gave me a new number for him. She said, if I call, you may not answer, but just don't worry. She said, if he's doing good.
Amen. Sister Carol said to remember Sister Regina, much in prayer. Remember her in body and also in her complex that she lives in. And things just aren't quite right over there. So remember Sister Regina. In all ways, body, soul, mind, spirit, God would keep his protection around her.
Amen.
And remember Brother Bill Thompson in prayer, and that he's doing as well as can be expected. And remember him and his daughter. Remember his family also in prayer as they tend to him, care for him as well. Yeah. And Brother Mann. Amen. Brother Mann says, remember him and remember his family much in prayer. Amen.
Sister Blake, Sister June Webb is online. She's had to work, and she said, remember her in prayer.
Amen.
Her family and her coworkers too.
Amen. Sister June Webb and her family and her coworkers. Amen.
And remember my cousin Sylvia Marie.
Yes.
Much in prayer.
Yes. Sister Smith. Yes. Amen. Sister Smith said, remember our unsaved loved ones, much in prayer. And remember the children, especially our Sunday school children, that they would be able to get here in a timely fashion so they could get the Sunday school lesson. And she said they are missing a lot as saints. You know, we get so much out of Sunday school. Even after having been saved for years and years, there's still so much that we get that's a help to us. And so we know that the children need the word of God as well. Amen. 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 God is working things out. Amen. He's giving you the number of days to work that he wants you to work. Amen. Praise God. Sister Holmes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Your faithfulness. And you're talking about young people are out on the street, just going from here and there. Remember our young people. Remember the young people in schools. Some of these schools, things are just going on in the schools that are just too much. You know when it's just so remember them much in prayer. God would give wisdom even to parents to be involved, to know what's happening in the schools. When it's just too much. As Sister Holmes said, they're just out doing all kinds of things and things that they're doing in the street, they're bringing into the schools and passing out things in the schools from child to child and causing children to get high and sick and so on. So just remember children in the public schools, and it for parents who are really concerned, go in and investigate, ask what's happening. If necessary, and I was a public school teacher, but I retired, 9 years ago, and things are just, they were bad when I came out, and they're just so much worse now. And pray much for the children who are in public schools, and if parents have an opportunity to get their children out and get them into another situation, pray that they be able to do that, because it's bad. It's very bad. Sister Carol. Yes. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Oh, bless God. Amen. Amen. So that's an example where we're believing the scripture and living scripture. As you said, Paul said, I have learned the whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content.
Praise
our God. So we don't have to go all the way back to the Apostle Paul. We've got our Sister Carol right here.
Amen.
Standing on the same scriptures. Thank God.
Amen.
So good to see Brother Belton and their children come in. Amen. Good to see you, Brother DeAndre. We've been lifting you up in prayer. Amen. Thank God.
Like my Sister Blake, remember Brother Tony. He's not feeling well.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
So can they remember our world, our world?
Yes.
They have, I think, a lack of a better way, they have no filter. They don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
So can they remember our world? They have something that goes just different than what they feel. It's a whole bunch of cursing. It's just totally out of it. It seems like the whole world is in their hands and it has like a load on them. So can they remember that people get their lives right in the world?
Amen. Yes. That's right. Amen. Amen. God be with you. Amen. Brother Byron.
Thanks for being here. And, I wasn't feeling well, but I started feeling much better.
Amen.
Wednesday night, I wasn't feeling that great.
Mm-hmm.
I had, just some sniffling and stuff like that.
Yes.
But, the Lord cleared it up.
Amen.
I feel much better, so I pressed my way to come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember my son. Keep him in prayer so that they're going on the grid.
Yes.
My wife is trying to work out getting his phone started back up. He said it was on automatic pay. Somehow it's not, but he sent us the money, but they're having a hard time. It's allowed her to do his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He said it is shut off.
Yeah.
He can only get through some type of jab or something.
Yeah.
But keep him in your prayers. Keep Madeline in your prayers. You know, and as it's been said about the children, you know, it makes me think about when the Lord said, "Weep not for me, but weep for your children."
Yes.
And we see it now. And this is what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Children that have gone, you know, desert the living.
Yes.
Where there's no building.
Amen.
And it's just, you know, it's really sad. Yes, it is.
My Lord.
And it's just showing us that our time is getting closer.
Very much.
Yes.
Not going to change His word, but our time is getting
closer. How closer we need to get to Him.
Yes, how closer we need to get to Him. Our time is getting closer.
Yes.
Because these things must be.
Yes.
They must be before I come.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to just endure.
Yes.
During these
things. Amen.
I remember spending time with the saints. I don't mean to prolong, but it is upon my heart.
Yes. Let the Spirit of God have His way.
That when I used to come here to the missionaries, was to do what they could to spread God's word, send out Bibles, and do those things. But they knew that with one thing, they had to stand on the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when we came back, they were still standing on the word.
That's right.
We had something to stand on.
That's right.
They had to change their program in any kind of way to fit us. We wouldn't be the same people.
That's right. Amen.
So I just thank the Lord for that. The Lord said to the disciples, "Eat my flesh, drip my blood." And then those couldn't follow. He goes and said, "Well, will you go to?" He didn't say he's going to change his program.
No. You go away also.
Nothing's going to change in what I just said. You know what? You got to do. So we just have to stay strong, saints. Like it said to that one church, you got a little strength left.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that strength in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to
be. Amen.
That time is strong here.
That's right. Amen. 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 Praise the God. Brother Jackson.
For the last 10 years, the month of this year, what has happened, what has happened.
Yeah.
And Tim, the exterminator here, he worked for a home. He was there all that. So many people, the service. That is of all, is for the children.
Yes.
So, you know, I thought myself, through movements of the year, nothing is promised to us.
No.
That's right.
We don't know what's going to happen. People seem to be taking this salvation of love of God as a game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not serious about it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Their time. I do when I get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Everything but in obedience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just,
my Lord.
This brings tears to your eyes.
Yes.
Think about that time.
Yes.
That includes my family members. Your family.
Mm-hmm.
Call them in this people spirit of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got time and nothing you wanted that's done. You know, everything that's going on now is just a different
thing, exactly.
Different year.
Yes.
Same thing.
Same.
Amen.
So, Tim and I have talked. Plus, usually, went up at his granddaughter, Rachel.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Lord bless Sister Lillian to arrive safely. Thank the Lord. Amen. Well, General.
Just like I just want to say, I thank the Lord for so many blessings. Remember me at your prayer. I'm doing on Lord's will this Thursday for the dental work, and had to be postponed because I had that sore throat. So Lord's will, it will be this Thursday.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. All general requests, and we all need something from the Lord. And we see there's these times that we live in, prayer is much needed.
Amen.
After the time of meditation, asking Brother Jackson would take us to the throne of grace. If there's someone with a need, come to an altar and pour out your heart to God. Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 418? 418 in the worship the Lord. Only believe. We'll sing this through a couple of times. Only believe. Put in our requests. We have to believe and trust in the Lord. Believe and trust.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we truly thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can come before you in prayer and thanksgiving. Lord, it's such a great and wonderful honor to be able to pray to Heavenly Father, and knowing that we have a great God, dear Heavenly Father, that answers prayers, and that we can lay him down, dear Heavenly Father, to thy throne, dear God. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember me, and especially in my walk with thee. As your spirit continues to minister unto me, dear Heavenly Father, the way that you want me to go, the direction in life, dear Heavenly Father. I can't make it move. I don't want to make a move without you. Not in this wicked world that we live in, my Lord. So I pray, dear Heavenly Father, for my children. Lord, that their souls may be saved and not lost. And for all the children, dear Heavenly Father, and mankind as a whole, their teachers and the principals and all those in rule over us and over them, dear Heavenly Father, let them know that they're going to be held accountable for the things that they have done and what they're doing. All these different things in the schools, dear Heavenly Father, young children look for adults for directions in life and not, dear Heavenly Father, for doing things that causing confusion and make them afraid to say anything. Lord, they need our prayers, and we pray to Heavenly Father before you that you would take a stand against this wickedness that's in this world today. Ask that you held those to Heavenly Fathers in authority in judgment over them, dear Heavenly Father, and let them know that they are going to have to stand for what they've done. And Lord, we just ask that you remember each and every prayer request that was given to us today, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the prayer request of Sister Beverly Carroll. Thank you for blessing her, dear Heavenly Father, and keeping her warm, dear Heavenly Father. And the season, the nights and days or months are going to start getting colder now. And ask you to let her have heat and stuff in her home, dear Heavenly Father, and that pipes will not freeze up on her. And that, more important, that she will be able to stay warm, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you can just watch over her house. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, and her household and complex that she lives in. We ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, her brother Frank and his house, that soul may be saved and not lost. Ask that you continue to bless this dear saint, dear Heavenly Father, her going and her coming. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, the prayer request of Brother Byron in a special way, Lord, his family members. And thank you for this dear brother, dear Heavenly Father, and how you are using him, dear Heavenly Father, to the scriptures that you have given him and the understanding and wisdom that he's breaking them down to us, dear Heavenly Father. And help us to take heed because we need all this scriptures and the gathering together, dear Heavenly, to continue our growth in thee. This makes us stronger with thee, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for your precious spirit, dear Heavenly Father. We can't make it without it. Can't make it without having a strong anchor into this salvation. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon him and his household and family members. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Smith, her prayer request. And thank you, Lord, for allowing her to have certain days off, dear Heavenly Father, and to have a job. A lot of people don't have jobs, and she's been blessed to have a job, dear Heavenly Father. And more important, dear Heavenly Father, to walk with you and asking your blessings on each and every way that she goes, or going and her coming, ask that you remember. And we pray for the older saints, dear Heavenly Father, not only them, but all of us, because as the seasons now are getting darker and the light is not out, it seems like people take advantage of the older people, the elders, the seniors, and they watch. We just ask that you will be our light, continue to give us understanding of how to go and how to take care of ourselves and when to go and when not to go. And Lord, we still give you the praise and glory and honor in our life. We just thank you, Father, for, again, for everything that you've done for us and everything that you're going to do. Ask that you remember dear Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, and she lives by herself, dear Heavenly Father, but you are there with her. Lord, we glad to see her out. We know that the times is going to come when there's going to be ice out there on the pavements, and we probably can't even go out on our porch without slipping. So we just ask that you watch over each and every one of us, and especially the elders. We ask that you remember Brother Thomas Manns in a special way, likewise, Lord, and remember his companion, and remember Joe, his son, is taking care of him. And thank you, Father, for your blessings on Brother Manns, and he's here when he can be. And ask that you remember Sister Lillian. I seen her coming in and blessing her. Remember her, dear Heavenly Father, in her dwelling place. Ask that you remember Brother Robert Williams. I seen him here. And thank you for allowing him to be out. And also Brother Reggie, and remember him in his house. Ask that you remember Officer Todd on the parking lot out there, and remember him and the test that he's taken. And Lord, it's your will. I ask that you allow him to get that position that he has been wanting, that he'll be able to take care of his family. And we know what that's all about. We all been there. And things change, and you need finance and other things in this world to get along. So we ask that you remember Officer Todd. Remember the Belchers, dear Heavenly Father, that are here. Brother DeAndre, good seeing him. And remember him, dear Heavenly Father, on his job and his walk with thee. Remember Sister Maria and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. And ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you will help us to embrace patience and some of these things that we have to go through. And sometimes they hit us at their own time, but it's, you know, when you look back at it, we have a chance when we can to really show the love of God. How one day is like 1,000 years to you, dear Heavenly Father, but everything, even the unsaved, everybody needs patience. And as a little child, dear Heavenly Father, there's consequences, and you ask something that you want, and you can't make it without patience. Patience, workers, is the centerpiece for our faith. They work together, dear Heavenly Father, and trusting in you. And the end run, dear Heavenly Father, we'll appreciate what you're doing for us, and ask that you just continue. Remember her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. She grows in grace with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, those working in the radio room. I don't know where Brother Pierre is here today, or ask Sister Melita. She's here. Ask that you bless her and her family, and ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Tony in a special way. Miss seeing him today, dear Heavenly Father, and tell us what a nice day it is outside in the sunshine. So we ask that you brighten the day up in his life, dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father. And as he listens on the broadcast, I don't know if he's in tune or not, but remember him, dear Heavenly Father. Give him that physical and spiritual strength that he needs to continue to grow, dear Heavenly Father. Indeed, remember his house. Ask that you remember, dear Sister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request, and continue to bless her. And thank you, Father, for this child of God, dear Heavenly Father, that feeds us, dear Heavenly Father, the word, dear Heavenly Father, that you sends to her as she looks over the congregation, her flock, dear Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for her, and as she continue to bless her in spirit, dear Heavenly Father, and her growth, and ask her to be encouraged, dear Heavenly Father. And and the people are praying for her, fasting for her, and that this work may be done. That this congregation, dear Heavenly Father, is for you in number, dear Heavenly Father, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I remember my mother brought me here, and my brothers couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years of age, and I'm still here today, up in age, and don't want to go anywhere else. Then I've always been able to hear the word here. It's my spiritual growth, and I can't stand on any other kind of word of mankind that would fail me, but Lord, you have never failed me yet, and I don't want to leave you, my Lord, and I want to finish this race. I want to set an example for my children, my family members, my neighbors. So remember me, dear Heavenly Father, that my walk may continue to be in thee, and steadfast, dear Heavenly Father, in that word. I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, I want to remember Sister Millicent. She's got an upcoming doctor's appointment. I thought I heard her say the dentist. I would remember her, dear Heavenly Father, and guide her and lead her and bless her going and coming and on her home, dear Heavenly Father, her work, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father, her household. In Christ's name we pray. And not getting Sister Patricia Blake, dear Heavenly Father, remember her as she always stands, dear Heavenly Father, for the truth. And I ask that you remember this dear soul, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you, Father, for Sister Blake. And thank you, dear Brother Maurice, the Heavenly Father, not forgetting him, that you bless this dear brother in his growth. Lord, he's come a long way in such a short time. But we know that the Spirit can work in any kind of way, and he's obedient. That's the most important thing, the Heavenly Father, and faithful. Remember this, dear brother. Honey, I ask that you bless the remaining part of this service, our audience service that we have, preaching of thy word, singing of the songs of Zion, that, Lord, when we go home, that we all may receive our portion, and not forgetting those on the cell phone ministry. Remember those, the Heavenly Father, in tune. This prayer is for you. God listens. As long as you tune in and you're a believer, God listens. And I ask that you remember each and every prayer request, that those will be unspoken. Remember this community, upcoming turkey giveaway, that everything will go all right according to the weather. And Lord, we just give you the praise today, tomorrow, and as this year comes to the end, we will really give you the glory and honor that you so rightfully do always in our life. In Christ's name, I pray. Love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise our God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise of God.
I am before you to lift the morning offering.
Amen.
This is the fifth Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for missionaries. And that offering may be placed in the center plate as we file by. We may place our tithes and other offerings on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, the foregoing prayers, dear God. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, that the people of God, Lord, can reach heaven, dear God, with their prayers. And Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for hearing us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive these offerings, dear God, for we thank you, dear God, for what you have provided for us, dear God. And Lord, we are resolved, dear God, to obey your word, dear Father, and your word in giving, dear God. Lord, we understand, Lord, that there are those sometimes who say they're children of God, but they're resistant somehow, dear God, to this portion of your word. But Lord, we say, dear God, that everything that we have, Lord, is yours. And Lord, you have made us stewards, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, give us grace, Lord, to be good stewards over that you have provided, dear God. Truly, Lord, it is a pleasure, dear God, and an honor to obey your word, dear Father, in bringing our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God, as Lord, as we give them cheerfully, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would give wisdom, Lord, for their use, dear God, that they may be used according to your will and according to your direction, dear God. Lord, that others, Lord, might be brought to thee and that others may receive a blessing. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let me walk in the path which my Savior has trod. Let me follow so close by his side. For by trusting in him, I am happy and free. In the fold of his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. In his love, let me Let my heart e'er be fixed on my treasures above. Let the pleasures of earth fade away. For there's nothing so lovely as Jesus to me. Let me ne'er from his love go astray.
Praise God.
In his love. Let me hide in his love. Let me hide. For by trusting in him, I am happy and free. In the fold of his love, let me hide. Do you ask why I love him the dearest of all? Why so freely I yield unto him? 'Tis because he has loved me and died on the cross, my poor soul lost its sin to redeem. In his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. I am happy and free in the fold of his love. Let me hide in his love. Let me hide in his love. Let me hide. For by trusting in him, I am happy and free in the fold of his love. Let me hide, let me hide.
Let us be agreed in prayer with Brother DeAndre.
Amen.
Dear God, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for having confidence, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for your precious promises, Lord, that you have made to us. We know that because Jesus went to a cruel cross, we know that we can have healing, dear God, even in this. We're told that by his stripes we are healed. And we know that not only our soul is healed, but Lord, we can get healing for our bodies, dear God. And so, Lord, we come to you in faith, dear God, knowing, Lord, that there's power in your hands. Knowing, dear Father, that you're able to touch, Lord, and heal. You're able to give relief, dear Father. Lord, you're able, Lord, to bind up. You're able to mend, dear God. Lord, you're able, Lord, to restore to full health. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would, Lord, touch our dear brother. Lord, he's coming, Lord, in faith, dear God.
Amen.
And Lord, you said, Lord, that when we come, Lord, we have to come in faith, Lord, expecting a touch. And so, Lord, our dear brother DeAndre is expecting a touch, Lord, from you. Lord, we're expecting, Lord, your touch on his body. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless him, strengthen him, restore him, dear God, to even more strength, dear God, than what he had even before, dear God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep him encouraged, dear God. Keep him strengthened indeed, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would build him up on his most holy faith, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would let us be with him, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the man that he is. for the husband that he is, for the father that he is, for the child of God that he is. So Father, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless him and equip him, dear Father, with everything that he needs, dear God, to be all that he can be for you. And Lord, we're looking to you, dear God, with expectation. We're thanking you in advance, dear Father. Lord, for what we know that you are able to do. And Lord, we're going to give you glory. And we're going to give you all the praise for it all, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, help the Lord to be an example to his sons, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless them, dear God. Lord, they observe his holy conversation and godliness. Lord, that he would bring them up in the nurture and admonition of thee, along with his commands. For bless them as a family, dear God. Bless Brother Yonder on his job, dear Father. Keep your arms of protection around him, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've already brought him through so much, dear God. And Lord, we know, Lord, that you're not done. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless him, Lord. Keep him strong. Keep him encouraged, dear God. Keep him looking up to thee, Lord, for as much as, Lord, he must know, Lord, that his labor is not in vain in the Lord. And, Lord, that the saints are lifting him up to thee, dear God, knowing, dear God, that we love him, dear God, and you love him, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you will keep him, dear God, no matter what comes, no matter what goes. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will hear our
fell down on my knees. When the chorus ended, they shouted out a glad amen. I fell down on my knees. Prayed that when in heaven, I would hear that choir once again.
For his goodness. Shall we stand? Amen. Amen. For those of us who are saved, the word of God is music to our ears and our heart. It is a delighting of our heart. And so we thank God for the preaching of the word of God, that God ordained preaching, that we might be saved and that we might be through the word and through the spirit. And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, lift up Pastor Jenkins in prayer as she comes before us. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for, Lord, your presence, dear Father, anointing this service, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, Lord, for the foregoing prayers, dear God, and Lord, even, Lord, for the words that were spoken, dear God, and the prayer requests. We thank you, dear God, for that you ordained anointing, dear God, the sick, dear God, and praying, dear God. We, Lord, you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And so, Lord, we believe, dear God, your word to be true. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless and have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. Lord, we know, dear God, that you said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, your anointing, dear God, on your word as it goes forth, dear God. Lord, we're asking, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. Give her, Lord, the strength. Give her the utterance, dear God, to declare your word, dear Father. Lord, that we might be, Lord, strengthened in your word, dear God. Lord, that those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins might be saved, dear God. Saved to sin no more, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. Speak to our hearts, to our minds, dear God. And Lord, we are going to give you the glory and the praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, the head of my life. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank for your presence. Thank God for all that he has done for us. Amen. Thank God for Sister Blake. Thank God for the beautiful prayer from Brother Levester, the Lord blessed him with.
Amen.
Just thank God, saints, we're able to gather once again in the house of the Lord to hear his word and in his presence, have the presence felt among us. Just thank God for that. In our hearing, we read Isaiah, the 35th chapter. I trust you have your Bibles. I always find it a privilege, an opportunity to honor God and what he has done for me and placing me in a ministry. And I thank him for it. I don't take it lightly. But I thank God that he's giving me the ministry. And my biggest concern right now is for souls. Souls to come to the Lord and be saved. And when you come and you're saved, you'll know how to live for the Lord.
That's right.
You won't try to half-step it, as the world would have us to believe you can do. You've heard earlier today, there's no half-stepping in the Lord. You're either all in or you're all out. So I thank God for this way of salvation. Thank God I heard Brother Byron and Sister Blake and Brother Levester during their exhortations. People need to get serious about serving the Lord.
Amen.
Time is winding up. I don't know about you, but I can remember years ago when I used to see 2021. And I thought, wow, that is never going to come. We are now almost through 2021. The good Lord allows us to see the end of this year. And 2022 will be upon us. It's serious to think about how fast. Brother Tony oftentimes says time is going fast. And it's serious to think about it. You know, when you get older, when you're in my age, I can say that now. Got my golden Buckeye card. Senior citizen, thank God for it. But the short end of my life is ahead of me. Long end is behind me. And as brother said at the beginning, I've already known about it. Now, all this in between is what I'm working to make sure that I'm ready. So when that end comes, that I will be there in glory with my Heavenly Father. So let us be serious about salvation. Nothing to joke about. Nothing to play with. Need to be here, be here. Let's be here in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
One with another. Praise our God.
Amen.
As we said in our hearing, we read Isaiah 35, 8 through 10. But we would like to go to Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 21, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. As I said, I trust you have a Bible and a writing instrument. Young people, this word of God is for you as well as it is for the older saints. God's word is for all mankind. Lord bless. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When ye turn the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, a highway, a way of holiness, a highway, a way of holiness. Holiness is not an option for those of us who are children of God. God issued a command through Peter in 1 Peter, the first chapter. He said that all Christians are to be holy. Verse 15 says, but as he which called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And then in Ephesians, the first chapter, we are told in verse 4, the word of God says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You see, holiness is to characterize everything that we do. The way we are to be is different than the way we used to be. We are now professing to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, the writer of the Hebrew letter issues similar instructions when he writes in Hebrew 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. You say to me, if you are a true child of God, you will never doubt the importance and necessity of holiness and living a holy life before Almighty God. I know saints of God, and I know those who are listening in, there are a lot of questions around what is holiness. Let us turn to the Old Testament, back in Leviticus, the 11th chapter. And as Sister Blake Sterner said early on, as Paul had said to young Timothy, consider what I say unto you, and the Lord give you understanding. We want God to give us understanding of his word. And why do we want God to give us that understanding? So that we will know how to live before we die. We'll know how to live a holy and righteous life in this present world. We'll know that what the masses are teaching today, that people can live any old way and still get into the kingdom of God, is not according to blessed old Bible. But that is just the way that mankind wants to live. But in the end, when mankind meets Almighty God, they'll have to stand alone in the judgment and give an account of the deeds that are done in this life. But look at what it says in Leviticus, the 11th chapter. It records the command of God and for his people to be holy. You see, to be holy, we must be connected to Almighty God. Almighty God is the source of our holiness. We're told there in verse 44 of that scripture, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Do we believe God is holy this afternoon?
Amen.
He said, neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt. See, it was God that brought you and I up out of the land of sin. He brought us up out of that deep miry clay, and it was God who settled our feet in a straight and narrow way. Just like God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, he said to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. Praise our God. You see, God back then, he began teaching his people the meaning of holiness when he revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. You Bible students know the story in Exodus, the 3rd chapter. God said to Moses in verse 5, he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thy standest is holy ground. Our God alone is holy. He is infinitely, he's unchangeably, and eternally holy.
Amen.
His holiness is not derived or formed or developed from something else. This is why the ground surrounding the burning bush became holy and was called holy ground. Oh, yes, God's presence turned common, ordinary ground into holy ground. And the same is true for God's people today. How many believe what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You see, in order for us to be holy, we've got to be connected to the source of holiness. And God himself through Jesus Christ is that source. Our relationship with holiness began at the moment of our salvation, when we repented of our sins and Jesus Christ entered into our hearts and he became our Lord and Savior. God's presence in our hearts, it made us holy. This is why we must be separated to God, and we are God's possession. We cannot say that we are of God on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night, but live like the devil Monday,
amen,
Tuesday,
Thursday,
Amen.
Friday, and Saturday. No, our God requires righteousness. Our God requires a holy living from his people, and he's requiring it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is no time off from being holy. We've got to live holy from the time we rise up in the morning till the time we go down at night. Oh, back in the Old Testament, you see, God made the Israelites a separate people unto him. He said they were a holy people. In Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verse 6, it says these words, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee." All saints of God, has God chosen you and I this afternoon? He went on to say to be a special people unto himself. He said, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. And all saints of God, you and I have been separated out for Almighty God. You and I are also that special people that God has called upon this earth. Look at what it says there in Luke 1, verse 74. Praise be to Almighty God. He said that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the land of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives.
Amen.
I thank God for Brother Jackson. When the Lord blessed him to get up and to pray, brother said, "I want to know what your will is for my life." He said he couldn't live without God. How many of us have found that to be so? And it's not only that I can't live without him, but I don't want to live without him. I don't ever want to live without God in my life ever again. And I surely am not going to play around with my salvation, that I end up being like Samson and not knowing when God would leave me. But I want to be steadfast. I want to be unmovable. I want to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. You see, saints of God, we're living in a time, as brother said, that folks need to get serious about serving God. Are you serving God or are you serving the enemy? You see, I find it strange when people say to me, "Well, Sister Renee, I'm having a hard time coming out to the house of God. I'm having a hard time with God. I'm having a hard time with this. I'm having a hard time with that." Well, the thing about it, are you as close to God as you ought to be? You see, all that hard time that you're having, my Bible tells me that the way of a transgressor is hard. But those of us who are living for Almighty God, we ought not to be having all these hard times. Amen. We've got to be serving God. When you serve God in the beauty and holiness of his word, God will make the way, our pathway, sure. How many know what I'm talking about? Do you need to know this afternoon, what roadway are you walking on? Is it the way of holiness? You see, it's important for you and I to know what highway we are on, whether we are walking on just any old religious highway or are we walking on God's highway of holiness. The highway of holiness is an elevated highway. It leads to an eternal destination. No other road can take you and I there to the kingdom of Almighty God. You see, God's kingdom of holiness has an entry ramp that is straight and narrow. Jesus in Matthew 7 encouraged us to enter the narrow path that leads to a life eternal. Turn with me there for a moment. My. The word of God has been left on record. The word of God is here for you and I to eat. Let us get into it, saints of God, and know whether we're on the right entry ramp going up to our eternal home in heaven or if we're on the downward entry ramp.
on our way to hell. Look what he says there in verse 13. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And we're seeing that, saints of God, right now. You see, this straight gate is very narrow. It is very tight, and it is constricted, and not everyone is going to be in that narrow way. He went on to say there, and many be, there be that go in there, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Praise our
Amen.
God. Oh, saints of God, sometimes we look around and we'll say, oh, we don't have a lot. But my Bible didn't say there's going to be a crowd on their way to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He said, few there be that find it. I want to make sure that I'm in that few. How about you this afternoon? Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God. With lots of help from God, you and I are able to make it. We're able to keep between the lines, so to speak, on the roadway. But we must beware at all times of the exit ramp that the devil has laid in our way as we travel on the highway of life. Oh, Sister Blake in her exhortation was alluding to it this morning. Yes, there are many exit ramps on this highway. And to the natural mind, they seem to offer a better experience, or a better travel experience, I should say, and a better way of life for them. But we are told in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, you can't travel on man's highway and expect to end up in heaven.
Amen.
And I'm afraid this afternoon that many are trying to do that today. They don't feel that living a holy life is necessary in this life. Our times are producing so-called Christians who believe that they have a get-out-of-jail-free card. You've heard it said, oh, girl, that's under the blood. Not so. As we've learned at many Wednesday night Bible studies, that Jesus' death on the cross was for all mankind. However, the first step to being called the friend of Jesus is to come to him as a helpless sinner, asking him to save you from your sins. And once you've done that, then Jesus says in John 15, 13, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. You see, our friendship with Jesus is because of our new life in him. And this new life is by faith in the things of Almighty God. Turn with me to Matthew, the 13th chapter. You see, when we walk by faith, we will not allow the cares of this life to draw us away from our walk with Almighty God. You Bible students know the parable of the sower. Turn with me to verse 18 and look at what it says there. It says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any man heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Oh, we're seeing that happening today, saints of God. The word of God is going forth. The word of God is being preached. Not because I'm preaching, but there's others. Their ministry is going forth. But look what's happening. That someone doesn't understand what it says. And then the enemy will put in their mind, well, then you need to move on to somewhere else. That's not of God. If you don't understand, he said, all in all by getting, get understanding. Get in the word of God and get some understanding so that you won't have to leave and go somewhere else where someone is going to give you something that is not of Almighty God. He went on to say here in verse 20, but he that received the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and
anon.
My words are a blur here. With joy receiveth it. Oh, my. He said, yet hath he not root in himself. Anon means to immediately. with joy receive it. Yet has he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation, persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Oh, saints of God, is that happening today? People will hear the word of God. They'll immediately receive it. And then all of a sudden, something goes on, tribulation or some kind of persecution will rise up in their life. And then they began to get offended. Then he said, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. You see, the cares of this world will have you running away from God. The cares of this world will keep you away from the things of God. But I always find it funny, saints of God, that the cares of the world, many will tell me, well, I can't come because of this. But then you turn around and on Facebook, they're at all kinds of places. They're all over the place going. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord has given it to me. And I'm not, I don't throw shade at anyone, but I'm giving you what the Spirit has given me. Because we are in the last days. We are in a time right now where time is winding up. Souls need to be saved. Many of us as the children of God and saints of God, we have been burdened down with a lot on us. People are coming to us and asking us for prayer, asking us to remember them in prayer, but yet they're not trying to make their way to God. They're not trying to make a change in their life. They're not trying to get on that highway of holiness. But all they want is the saints of God to continue to offer up prayers to Almighty God to allow them to continue on in their deceitfulness. But that's not how God ordained it in his word. Oh, yes, he told you and I to lift up mankind. He told you and I to pray for mankind. But our prayer for mankind has to be about mankind coming to Almighty God.
Amen.
And giving their life to him. Oh, Jesus said in the word of God, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, Jesus Christ wanted you to take, wants us to take the word of God upon us and learn of him. For I am meek, and he said, and lowly in heart, and ye shall find what? Rest. For your soul, praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God. He says in verse 23, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some and hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Praise our God. You see, it takes faith to stay on the highway of holiness. As the children of God, yes, we face rough roads in this life. We face them just like anyone else is going through. In 2 Timothy, the third chapter, we're told there in verse 12, yea, and all that liveth godly shall suffer persecution. We're told in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, he tells us to be sober. See, these are words, saints of God. He said, be vigilant. We've got to be watchful. We've got to be prayerful. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. What is saying, Sister Renee? If we're not watchful, if we're not sober, meaning serious, it doesn't mean that we're soberness from drinking. No, it means our soberness is serious in the things of Almighty God. He said, watchful, being vigilant. He said, because your adversary, which is our enemy, our foe, he said, as a roaring lion walketh about
seeking whom he may devour. And I know, saints of God, we've mentioned this many times before, and the Spirit is bringing it again. You think about an animal. He is the king. A lion is the king of the jungle. When you watch a nature show, when that lion roars and he lifts up many of those other little animals, they start scurrying around and getting away. Oh, that's just like the devil today. He walketh about roaring. He's going about right now seeking whom he may devour. Devour, and devour means that he's going to destroy. He's going to tear up. But he can't tear up the saints of God because we have it all on the armor of God. We have everything we have. We need on to stand against the wiles of the devil. But if you are out of the ark of safety, the devil is roaring right now. He is after your soul. He is after you right now. And if you are hypocriting and trying to play like you're safe, the devil is really roaring after you. Praise our God. He went on to say in verse 9, who resists steadfast in the faith. Oh, my. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother. See, the devil knows that we're on some rough roads too, saints of God. The devil knows that we don't have heat in our home. The devil knows that we may not have enough money to make ends meet. The devil knows we may have cancer running in our body. The devil knows we may have some kind of disease that's going on. And the devil knows of all these afflictions. He knows that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. Oh, but look what verse 10 says. But the God of all grace, praise our God, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. He said, after that you have suffered a while. You say to me, Sister Renee, how long is it? How long am I supposed to suffer? I don't know. But my Bible says, after you've suffered a while, he will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. How many have found that to be so? But if you're going to be settled and going to be strengthened in God, you're going to have to go through something. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God. The Bible tells us in Mark 11, and also in the second chapter, that the just live by faith. Faith is to be our daily lifestyle as believers. When we read over in Romans 14, verse 23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, but because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Anything that isn't a product of this faith life, the Bible is telling us it is sin. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6, we see that without faith, we will never be able to please the Lord. So if you're under the sound of my voice this afternoon, and you aren't 100% certain that God exists and that you have total trust in Almighty God and that this way of salvation is by Almighty God, then I say to you this afternoon, you don't know him. I say to you this afternoon, if you don't believe that your God is able to reward you, that he seeks those of us out, then you aren't living a life of faith in him. Because that's what the word of God tells us. Look at verse 8 of Hebrews 11. It tells us that Abraham obeyed by trusting God when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. And because he did that, we're told in another passage of scripture in Romans 4, verse 3, these words, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Oh, saints of God, our faith this afternoon has to be just like Abraham's. We're in the gospel dispensation of time. We've got to make certain that our faith is in the right place. We've got to commit our lives. lives in complete belief and trust in Jesus Christ. He is the only one, we are told in 2 Timothy 1, verse 10, who has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You see, we can't know God if we don't know his word. The more we read the word of God, the more we will get to know of God. And to know more about God is to trust God and what God has said in the word of God. You know, 2 Timothy, the second chapter in the 15th verse, it lets us know these words. We're going to come back to Hebrews. He says in there, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. I know many say, well, sister, that belongs to the ministry. But I believe it belongs to each and every one of us that are claiming to be children of God. He studied to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We read all the accounts where God remains faithful to his word and to all his promises that he's made to us. The more we can see why you and I can trust Almighty God. My, my, my. If we don't trust him, then apparently we don't know him. We don't know him well enough to have faith in him. Oh, saints of God, I've had people say to me, Sister Renee, it's hard for me to believe in a God that we cannot see with our natural eyes. But Jesus told Thomas in John 20, and you Bible students know that story. And if you don't, I ask you to read it in your leisure. He doubted the resurrection until he saw him. And in verse 29 of that scripture, John 20, Thomas, because Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You see, there are some like Thomas today. They still doubt that there is a God in heaven. They don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. But as a child of God, we've got to remove all doubters out of our lives. We've got to continue to look through the eyes of faith and not through the eyes of flesh and doubt. The remedy for a weak faith is to gain knowledge through the reading and studying of God's eternal word. How many have found that to be so? We know in Romans 5 that we are saved by faith. Verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Do you believe it is a gift? Do you believe your salvation is a gift of God this afternoon? You see, our salvation came about through our faith in the things which we have read in the word of God. True faith involves a commitment to trust God. True faith involves living according to God's commandments. We are told in 1 John, turn with me there for a moment, these words, starting in verse 1 of that scripture reading, it said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. Do you love God this afternoon? My, my, my. Praise our God. You see, when we love God and keep his commandments, he said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Oh, God's commandments are not hard. God's commandments are not a hard task on you and I. God's commandments are not something that pounces down on us. But these commandments are so that we, saints of God, can live righteously and soberly in this present world. So it goes on to say, so for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, is your faith strong this afternoon? Is your faith still in Almighty God? Do you still have the zeal you had when you came to the Lord? Or has the enemy come in and try to get you to get away from God? You see, we still need that same zeal. That same zeal that got us to the kingdom of God in the first place. That same zeal that when the Spirit of the Lord spoke to us, we got up and made our way to an altar of forgiveness, and God saved our soul. And then when we left that altar of forgiveness, we wanted to tell everybody about Jesus Christ. We wanted them to know that he saved our soul. Do you still have that zeal this afternoon? Praise our God. You see, salvation involves the redemption of the whole man. And it is offered freely to all who will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We spoke about this during our Bible study on Wednesday night. Truly good Bible study. Thank the Lord for your brother Byron. Brother Byron said that we've got to desire this way. And when we do, we will have a desire to be where the people of God are. Sister Fran made a very powerful statement that we've got to stop trying to conform to the will of the people and conform to the will of God. Praise God. Oh, our salvation this afternoon is through faith in Jesus Christ and not in man. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it says these words in verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Our faith is not a blind leap in the dark, saints of God. Some of the world will have us to believe. There are those out there in the world today who feel that a life lived by faith is a life of a foolish person. However, faith is more than just walking around blindly. No, our faith in God is a response to the promises of God for our lives. God says, I will lead you. Our faith responds, I will follow with rejoicing. God says, I will feed you. And our faith says, I've never seen the right forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God says, I will meet all your needs. And our faith says, I know you will supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. God says, I am your shepherd. And our faith says, I know that I shall not want. Praise God. Oh, our faith in God is always based upon the firmest of foundations, which is the truth of God's eternal word. Praise God. When we walk in faith, we walk hand in hand with the precious Almighty God, all the promises that he's given us in the word. You know, there's another fallacy out there right now in the religious world that they're promoting, that its faith is a blank check of name it and claim it. This is a doctrine that is going around today right now. You see, this is another false doctrine that is permeating throughout many churches in our day and time. People have been taught that if they want something from God, that they are to pray about it and believe, then it will happen. But there are conditions that have got to be met before God is going to answer your prayers. Amen. Yes, Jesus said these words. Turn with me to Mark 11. The word of God is left on record. And Jesus did say in Mark 11, beginning with the 24th verse, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Oh, but he went on. He said, and when you stand praying, forgive. See, God, Jesus is just not going to give us something if we've got all these oughts out there. If we've got all these things that we've done that are wrong. If we've got all these things and we're not living a life saved to Almighty God. And we're sinning on every hand. And then we're going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, the word of God tells me to have faith in God. Yes, it does. And the word of God tells me that whatsoever I desire, if I ask, I believe. But don't stop there. He said, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Oh, praise God. Thanks to God. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things right now for folks in our world today. You'll hear folks say, I'll never forgive them. Oh, you'll hear folks say, I hate so-and-so. Oh, hate is just as murder. The word of God tells us. And the word of God lets us know, if you're not willing to forgive, look what Jesus says. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And then you can't get your answers to your prayers back in verse 23. or verse 24, excuse me. Because if you're not in good standing with Almighty God, God is not going to answer your prayers. If you do not meet the conditions to be able to pray to God and to receive his blessings, then you've got to come to God the way God has said for you to come. Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we know it well, saints of God, verse 33 of Matthew 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, nobody can seek God for us. Each of us has to seek him ourselves. Our relatives cannot do for us. Neither can the pastor or anyone else. There are certain conditions that God demands. And these conditions are promise, and these conditions are promises that God will fulfill if we meet those conditions. We are told in many places in the Word of God that God does not hear a sinner's prayer, only a prayer of repentance. Look what it says in John 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners' prayers. We're told in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity, and iniquity is sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And then we're told over in Proverbs, the 1st chapter, oh, look at what it says in verse 28. It said, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Oh, that has to be the most scariest thing. You think you know God. Oh, saints of God, we mentioned earlier about Samson. Can you imagine how it was? Samson, when he went down that night, oh, he was playing around with Delilah. Delilah, saints of God, to you and I would be like playing around with sin, trying to dib and dab a little bit in sin and just see how close we can get to it. Well, Samson kept playing around. Oh, he played around so much that he ended up, he lied down in the lap of Delilah, and he was there all comfortable. That's how the devil will get you. He'll get you all comfortable. He'll get you all comfortable in that sin, or he'll get you comfortable and thinking that you can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and nobody will find out. Oh, thanks, I know what I'm talking about. And see, he will give, I'll have your confidence of, oh, I can shake this off. And that's what he did to Samson. Samson laid down, and Samson got all snug up there with Delilah. That's why the Word of God tells a man to be careful, because the eyes of a woman will bring a man to a piece of bread. Be careful. He went on there, and Samson was there laying in Delilah's lap. And then she asked him the question, and he began to tell her if his hair was cut off. Oh, Samson didn't even know. When Samson got up, God was not with Samson. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Don't play around with the devil. Don't lie down with the devil. And then when you get up, God is not there with you. You lie down with the devil, God is not going to be in it. And when you rise up, you'll be like Samson. The Bible says, he knew not when the Spirit of the Lord had left him. Amen. What a sad state to be in. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that state. Amen. My. There are conditions we've got to meet to be children of God. And if we have not met the conditions to call upon God, God is not hearing. To the Lord this afternoon, if you want God to hear you, you will need to come to Jesus Christ. You'll need to repent of your sins. You'll need to be born again and baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, this is another area where the devil is exploiting souls. He has folks believing that all they need to do is get baptized. Many are not being taught that you must be saved before you are baptized. You see, baptism is not just some type of ritual we do. No, baptism is part of the ordinance of God, such as feet washing and participating in the Lord's Supper. It is ordained in the Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 3, verse 15, that it fulfills all righteousness. Being baptized, being betrayed, what happens spiritually when you and I receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is not to be used as a pool party,
amen,
but a sacred ordinance of the Lord. My, my, my. This expression of our faith in God. Oh, saints of God, I'm alarmed at the number of people who say they want to be baptized. They have said to me, Sister Jenkins, I need to be baptized without recognizing that they must first be born again. Oh, saints of God, let us pray for the lost souls of this world.
Amen.
I shared with Brother Vester the other day via text on Friday. I have been burdened about souls this week. On Friday, I began to weep for souls. Started on Thursday night while I was downstairs doing some Bible study. Spirit had me began to work and on Friday morning's message about the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Then I began to think about my dear cousin, Lord bless her, who is hospitalized right now. She's been there for several weeks. When I checked on her the other day, she wrote back and she said, just don't pray that I'm released from here, but pray that I'm able to go home to my natural home. She wants to be with her family. I don't know what they told her, saints of God, but I believe her condition is getting worse. So I began to weep. I thought there are so many prayer warriors in my immediate family. I know they live right. I know they know God. Yet our dear cousin is laying there in the hospital as if there is no power to heal her. And Sister spoke about it earlier. There is power in the name of Jesus that can heal not only a sin-sick soul, but also that can heal a soul that needs to be healed, a body that needs to be healed. And then I began to think about lost souls, and it grieved my heart. It grieved my heart about our new converts. And they are struggling right now, saints of God, to stay saved. Oh, I love them dearly. They are struggling. The cares of this life have literally kept them away. The zeal that they had when they first came to the Lord is going away. The joy that they had in their soul is going away. The enemy keeps knocking on their door. But saints of God, you and I have the power of prayer. We are the prayer warriors. We've got to be able to lift up these souls to Almighty God and get under these burdens that our new converts are carrying right now. Then I began to start looking at my ministry myself. I began to search myself. I said, Lord, is there something I'm doing wrong? I began to look at the ministry that the Lord has given unto me. And I'm sharing this with you, saints, from the depths of my heart this morning, this afternoon. And he showed me that my ministry is found in Luke. That first chapter in verse 17, I've told you this before, that is to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That's the ministry God has given me. And then I began to say to the Lord, Father, I believe in my heart I've been doing all that you've asked me to do. I've done what you've told me to do. And then I asked God, where have I gone wrong, saints of God? I've asked him, I said, Lord, have I gone wrong? Have I steered somebody in the wrong direction? Am I not living as faithful as I ought to live? Am I not doing what you have asked me to do? See, I began to search Sister Renee to find out where Sister Renee stood with Almighty God. Saints of God, I said to Sister Blake this morning, I've been so burdened down because souls are not coming to God.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what is going on that's keeping folks away from the house of God. Oh, you say to me, Sister, I can't live that way. Oh, why can't you live as God has asked us to live? You say, Sister Jenkins, I don't want
to give up this. I don't want to give up that. Then you don't want to live for God. Because this is a way that God has said, a holy way, a righteous way, a way that we turn away from this old world and we come to Almighty God and live according to his word. And then I said to Sister Blake, we live in a time, as Brother said, people are not serious. But I want to be serious about salvation, serious about the ministry. Oh, yeah, today I was burdened down, saints of God. Turned over my plate for my dear cousin, but not only for her, but for souls. God needs to heal souls, our family members, our loved ones. And then the Lord brought to me, we need to have intercessory prayer. We already have Bible study on Wednesday night, but we need to have a time that's set aside that we get under these burdens. Our Wednesday night prayer meeting, and that God has blessed us with it. It's helping us to draw closer to Almighty God as the saints of God. But God showed me that those of us, there's some in the house of God, that we don't work a 9-to-5 job. And when many of us are retired, and we can come over, saints of God, at 10:30 on Tuesday, and we can get out on our knees and have an intercessory prayer for lost souls to come to God and for God to heal. Praise our God. God showed me that, saints of God. I say, if you are willing, I'll meet you here, Lord willing, on Tuesday mornings at 10:30 for intercessory prayer for lost souls to be saved. And if you have people's names, give them to us. I believe we need to call out these names. And we need to call them out on a weekly basis for God to save them. Time is winding up. Salvation needs to happen. We were sitting in Sunday school this morning, and we heard some disturbing things from one of the children sharing with us about things that are going on in their school. And it was really disturbing to me. I even said to the young child, I said, your parents need to take you out of that school. All the things that are happening are things, saints of God, you and I did not go through when we were going to school. And the knowledge and things of things that this young person knew of these things that are happening. You think about it, saints. I know when we came along as children, many of us, we were out there. We went out there in the world and we did trick-or-treating. My parents were unsaved. They allowed us to trick-or-treat. It wasn't like it is today. We were all over the place getting candy. You didn't have to worry about people spiking it and putting needles and various things in it. If you heard about that, it was someplace in another state somewhere. But now, saints of God, it's very dangerous when parents have to be inspecting the packages because they have now what they call different things where they have drugs laced inside of it. And they look just like the little gummy bears and various things our children love to eat. These are the perilous times in which we are living. And that's why you and I, as saints of God, have got to get on our knees before Almighty God and to bring down these things, these strongholds that are holding our loved ones out there in sin, and try to see if it helps remove the burden from our new converts, that they know we love them and we want them to be amongst us here in the house of God, and we'll do whatever it is the Lord would have us to do to help them to progress in their salvation with God. My. People need God today, saints. I know people are discouraged. Many have become discouraged in their faith and disappointed with God, because they didn't believe that God removed a burden or a trial out of their way, and that he didn't do it the way that they wanted it done.
We've got to remember God is not our DoorDash.
Amen.
Waiting for us to place
Amen.
An order and then drive away with it. That's not God.
Amen.
Nor our God is about far larger and greater things than just waiting for you and I to come up with some kind of a wish list for God to entertain. Oh, yes, he promised in the word of God, and we just read it in Mark 11. He had promised those things when Jesus said, have faith in God. But he never promised that he would answer our prayers to our likings or on our timeline. But he would answer our prayer. He says there in Isaiah, the 65th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says in Isaiah 65, 24, these words. He said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, he said, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Do you believe God is hearing you?
Amen.
Praise our God. To our new converts that are listening in and any that is seriously thinking about coming to the Lord. You see, the word of the Lord tells us in Galatians, the 6th chapter, he says these words in verse 7. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Everlasting. Life everlasting, excuse me. Reaping is the consequences of our actions. You see, when we were in sin, we sowed the fruit of the devil. There may be something in our Christian life that we might have to reap from that sowing when we lived in sin. But you don't have to quit on God and go back into the world. As Brother Lavessa reminds us, it takes time to be holy. You see, it takes time for the harvest of bearing good fruit to come to you. Even in the natural, a farmer plants seed one day. He doesn't expect a full crop the next.
That's right. Amen.
It takes time for seed to grow in the natural. And it takes time for seed, the seed you have sown spiritually, to mature so it can come back into your life as a multitude of blessings from Almighty God. But while you wait for your harvest to come, so to speak, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't stop what you are doing for the Lord. Be regular in your attendance to the house of God. Be consistent. Be faithful in the sowing of your spiritual seed in Christ Jesus. And the last thing you want to do is faint not. The devil will say, this way of Christianity doesn't work. You've tried it long enough. God doesn't love you. Look at those saints. They have all no cares in the world. Don't ever let the devil talk you out of your salvation. If you say God saved you, then take a stand for Almighty God. Live in faith. Live for the Lord. Make the changes that are necessary for you to be able to live a righteous and sober life for Jesus Christ. Get to know your brothers and sisters in Christ. Get to know those who labor among you. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12, these words, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. You see, in order for you to know your brothers and sisters in Christ, you got to be where they are. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are in the house of the Lord. I remember we used to sing a song, may he find me in my place when my king shall call for me. Let us come out, saints of God. Let us fellowship. Let us get to know how God has brought some of us through some trials and some tribulations. We've got some saints here that have gone through some things. Oh, and God has brought them through. We have saints that have lost jobs, and God has brought them through. Saints lost home. God has brought them through. We have saints right now. She's waiting on the Lord. She's sitting in a cold home, but she's waiting on God to bring her through. She said this morning, the word of God came to her to be content in whatever situation she is content, waiting on the Lord. Praise our God. You see, when we sit down and share what the Lord has done for us, and we hear what God has done for others, we'll realize that through it all, We've all had to learn to trust in Jesus. And we've all had to learn to trust in Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, I know that there are those who would say it is foolish to walk in total and utter dependence upon the Lord. But saints of God, I've found this way to be the best way for me. I found this way to be the only way that I want to go. And I'm trying to bring along as many as I can. I'm trying to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others to let them know about how good God has been to me. Then there are people who argue with you that God is unknown, that he is unseen. You cannot interact with him. Oh, yes, you can. You can have a little talk with Jesus anytime. Praise makes God. It right. Amen. Praise our God. They call the Christian who lives by faith a fool. But my Bible tells me there's only one fool. He's in Psalms 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It's not foolish to trust in God. Praise our God. Those of us who are living true lives for God by faith, we have faith in our Heavenly Father. We'll never be disappointed in what God will do. Oh, he may not give us everything we want. He may not give us everything that we ask for. But he said he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Oh, let us get that deep down, settled assurance that our God is in absolute control of all situations, no matter what we might be going through. And that God, as long as we do God's will, his will will also be accomplished in you and I. Praise our God. Praise our God. As believers, we can either choose to please the Lord or we can choose to please ourselves. But I choose to please Almighty God. But if we want to please the Lord, then we will stay on the highway of holiness. And while we are there, we will walk by faith in him and in his word and in God's will. Did you notice there in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, turn back with me for a moment to Hebrews 11. And look at what it says there in verse 1. Did you notice that? The things that are hoped for, as are meaning that when you hope for them, they're just as if they are real. And it provides the unshakable evidence of those things that are ours as a result of our relationship with Christ Jesus. And then in verse 2 of that same chapter, the writer speaks of the elder, and he says, by their faith, they earned a good report from God. Then he goes on in verse 3, and he speaks their faith. He said, the creation account is reliable because what? It is based upon the word of God. Then there in verse 4, he said, Abel offered up a more pleasing sacrifice because of faith in a promise. And then verses 5 and 6, it says, Enoch received the first plane ride, saints of God, because he had faith in the promises of Almighty God. And then in verse 7, Noah built the ark. He survived the flood because his faith floated on the promise of Almighty God. And then in verse 18 and 19, Abraham left home and country. He sojourned in a foreign land. He offered up his son as a sacrifice to God, and he looked for an eternal city. Faith was based on the unshakable foundation of the word of God. Is that where our faith is this afternoon? Then it goes on in verses 20 through 22. Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they all died in faith, the word of God says, looking to the fulfillment of the promise of Almighty God. And then there in verses 23 to 29, Moses, it says, forsook Egypt. He led Israel. He did the will of Almighty God in response to the promises of God. Then in verse 30, Israel conquered Jericho because of faith in the promises from Almighty God. Then verse 31, and I know you can read them, thanks to God in your leisure, Rahab was saved because of her faith in the Lord's promise. And then verses 32 to 40, thousands down through the ages of time have responded to God's promises of faith, and they have seen God work wonders. How about you and I this afternoon? Praise our God. All faith is our assurance, saints of God, that our God will do exactly what God has promised that he will do. Anything that's based on love
guesswork, peace of heart, wishful thinking. It's all going to end in failure. But our God is a God who responds to a people's faith in him and his promises.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why we got to live holy lives.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what the masses are saying. The word of God tells us that we must live holy. And we've got to follow the word of God. Some have even said to me that they don't believe that God requires us to live this way. But yet God does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he requires it. Oh, human reasoning wants you to go all over the place. Human reasoning says, well, you don't have to do this because, you know, it's under blood or Jesus. No, that's human reasoning. Yeah, Jesus died, but he didn't die to save us in our sins. He died to save us, the word of God says, from our sins.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, human reasoning also leads to the conclusion that the highway of holiness doesn't exist also. That is unnecessary or difficult for one to walk in this present world that way. You see, our direction in life has already been mapped out. How many believe that?
Amen.
We're told in Jeremiah. Turn to Jeremiah, the first chapter. I knew, saints of God, when I started out with this message, we're going to have to bring it back. God has so much more. And I know we have ordinances this afternoon, but God has so much more in this message. But turn there to Jeremiah 1. Look at what it says in verse 5. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Praise our God. And therefore thou camest forth out of the womb. I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Saints of God, we've been set apart. He said, before God even formed us, God has set us apart. Praise our God. Yes, our lives have a purpose. I heard Brother Jackson say this earlier on. The author and giver of life had a purpose in mind when God created everything in this world. When he created the plants and all the creatures, he had a purpose for each and everything. And then the ultimate handiwork was you and I. Mankind was made in the image of Almighty God and after his likeness. Oh, saints of God, God's glory is manifested through his people. We are the ones that manifest the glory of Almighty God. We are told these words. Turn with me to the 139th division of Psalms, verse 14. And look at what it says in the word of God there. He said these words. The psalmist says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully. Do you believe this afternoon? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Praise God. Thanks to God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, God created us for his own glory. We are told this in Revelation. The fourth chapter in the 11th verse. Turn with me there for a moment. The word of God says, thou art worthy. Do you believe our God is worthy? He said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. Sang about that early on, did we not? Did we not say, sing this morning? Sister had us singing, it's God. When you see all the things going on in the land, it's God. When you see the sun, it's God. When you see the moon, it's God. We see the dawning of a new day because of Almighty God.
Praise God.
He said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Praise God. Praise God. He did not create us to bring glory to ourselves, but our Heavenly Father created us to bring glory to him. 3, verse 7 says these words, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. And then we're told in Ephesians 1, I know these are coming quick and fast things, but write them down and in your leisure, maybe you have some time to read them over. He says there in verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance,
being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. My, my, my. He went on to say there, and I'm going to have to ask you, Sister Blake, because my Bible is cut off at the end, verse 12 of Ephesians 1. What does it say there?
That we should be to the, sorry, let me start over. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
Praise our God. Are we to the praise of God's glory this afternoon? You may say to me, Sister Renee, how do we live out God's purpose for our lives? See, since God has created us for his glory, you and I are to glorify God in all that we do in our lives. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 says, whether therefore you eat, you think about it, saints, even when we're eating, we're supposed to glorify God.
Yes.
Praise our God.
Amen.
You know, some folks will sit down at the table.
Yes.
And they won't give thanks for anything. I don't care how hungry you are, you still got to give thanks. Oh, saints of God, how hungry you are, you still need to thank God for it. He said, whether therefore you eat or drink, whatever you're drinking, you know, well, whatsoever you do, I'm not talking about no alcohol either. He said, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Why should we do all to the glory of God? Because he tells us there in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and the 19th verse, these words, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own.
That's
you see,
right.
When we come to God, we are not our own.
Amen.
These bodies belong to Almighty God. He lives in us. He moves in us and have our being in him. We live and move, excuse me, and have our being in him. Rather, we are saved. These bodies are the temple of God. He went on to say, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are who? God's. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. You see, when we do all to the glory of God, it involves encouraging fellow Christians. It involves spreading the good news that Jesus saves. Our desire has got to be God's desire. Our God's desire has got to save is to tell others about salvation and how they need to come to Jesus Christ. Paul said it this way in Philippians 1:21, for me to live, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Oh, saints of God, the good news is that we fulfill the primary purpose that God created us. We will find what most people are looking for in this world. And what are most people looking for in this world? Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be needed. Everybody is trying to find a purpose in life or their identity. That's what we're hearing about today. But Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. If you're in Jesus Christ, you're going to have all that happiness. You're going to have all your identity and all the things that you want because you will have them in Jesus Christ. And then we're told in Psalm 16, oh, saints of God, I believe right here we're going to close out and then we'll come back. Because God has so much more about the highway of holiness. But let us read on what he says there in Psalm 16. The psalmist says there in verse 11 of that scripture, he said, thou wilt show me the path of life. Do you believe that God will be guiding us? Had the spirit of the Lord that Jesus Christ said, the comforter, would come and show us the way that we should go. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Are you feeling the joy of Almighty God? When we're in the divine presence of Almighty God, do you feel that joy, saints of God, deep down in your soul? He said, at the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Praise our God. You see, when we realize that God created us to glorify him, and we start to act in ways that fulfill that purpose, then we begin to experience that joy and that fulfillment in the Lord that we've never known or felt. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, the way of holiness is the Bible way. You can call it a direction. You can call it a path if you want to. You can call it a road, or you can call it a highway. But the highway of holiness is the only way into the kingdom of God. King Solomon wrote it like this in Proverbs, that 16th chapter. Look at what he says there. In that 17th verse, he said, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Oh, saints of God, that is why we're on a spiritual highway, because the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Praise our God. My. You think about what he is saying to us here. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. You can't say you're saved and still living in an evil lifestyle.
Amen.
He that keepeth his way. If we keep the spiritual way, the spirit way of holiness, he that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Then we're told in Proverbs, the fourth chapter in verse 26, these words, ponder. He said there, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Move thy foot from evil. When you're walking on the highway of holiness, you've got to remove your feet from evil, because the highway of holiness is the only way to the true God. We learned about true the other day, the last couple on Wednesday night. Brother Brian went through the word true. You see, the true God means we conform to God's character, to God's way. It is the only way to what the true God offers. And that offer is eternal life in him. No other highway will lead us there. Yeah, there are other counterfeits. There are other counterfeit highways in the world. They're misleading folks, trying to get them to the kingdom of God, but they actually only lead to death. There's only way to the one way to the kingdom of God, and that way is through Jesus Christ. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, the only way to Jesus Christ is to come the highway of holiness. Jesus said in John 14:16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise our God.
Yes.
If the Lord allows the saints of God, we'll come back with this message. Come back with the message, a highway, a way of holiness. I believe it's important for all of us to know, what highway are we on? Are we on just some religious highway that is not going to lead us to the kingdom of God? But are we in the true way?
Praise God.
Are we living according to the word of God? Are we doing all as the word of God has said to us? When we began to break down Isaiah, the 35th chapter, we'll understand that it's a sacred way. And not just anybody can walk up there. Praise our God. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God for his word. Amen. Amen. A highway, a way of holiness. Praise God. Thank God. One of the scriptures that Pastor read was, let's see, was Psalm 16:11. That she read, it said, thou wilt show me the path of life. That the highway of holiness, the way of holiness is a path of life. Any other way is a path to death. That says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And fullness of joy. And it took my mind to, and she talked about true joy.
and reminded me of something the song. There are many songs of Zion that have so much truth in them, and one of them is that says, "True joy is mine," and we cannot have that true joy unless we are in the way of holiness, unless we're on that highway of holiness, the path of life. That says, "True joy is mine since I left the dreary way." Because the path of sin and the path of iniquity and the way of the world is a dreary way. There's no light in that way. That true joy is mine since I left the dreary way through Christ Jesus. And then it says, "For a friend divine is with me every day." On this highway, on this way of holiness, Jesus is with us every day.
Amen.
And then we're told, "To his hand I cling when the gloomy shadows fall." So there are going to be things. Pastor Jenkins talked about things that come against us. There'll be things in our life. There'll be the cares of this world, but we cannot allow them to separate us from the love of God. In that song says, "To his hand I cling when the gloomy shadows fall." We've got to cling more closely to the Lord in this way of holiness. And it says, "Of his love I sing. He is now my all in all." He has to be our all in all in this way of holiness.
Amen.
There can't be any compromise. And when we're in this way of holiness, we can't be looking back down the road from where we came from and long to go back. If we've left that way, then that we cannot stand around and let that way try to draw us back into it. In this way of holiness, but we're to press forward, press toward the mark for the prize and the high calling of God. Not looking back, but pressing forward this way of holiness. Amen. Thank God. We're to make progress in the Lord, not regress. We're not going back. We're going forward. Thank God for his word today. A highway, a way of holiness. Amen. What shall we?
472
in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand? 472. His way with thee. Let him have his way with thee.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with me. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you are to be. His love can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with me.
You see, if we want to say that we're God's child, then we have to be his. And in order to be his, we have to let him have his way in all things.
And how do we know what his way is? We know by his word. What his word says is his way. Praise God. It says, would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good, not just on Sundays?
Amen.
Because living for Jesus, we have, that's the way we have to be. That's what his word requires of us.
Yes.
Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Because Jesus is not going to be in the broad way.
No, he's not.
So if you're in the broad way, you're not with him.
Amen.
He's in the narrow road. So if we're going to be with him, we've got to walk in that narrow road. I thank the Lord for this all.
Amen.
It just backs
Amen.
Up message.
Amen.
It says, would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Well, if he is in the narrow road and you're over in the broad road,
Amen.
There's no way that he can carry your burden.
Amen. Amen.
There's no way that he can bear your burden and carry all your load
Amen.
Unless you let him have his way with thee. It says, would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Because we can have liberty in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
But only if we've given our all that we are and all that we have to him. That would you know the peace that comes by giving all? You know, there's some people who they don't have peace in their life because they haven't given everything up. We are to, if we come to an altar and we pray for the Lord to help us, we've got to give up anything that would stand between us and the Savior. We've got to give that up. And if there's something there that's blocking his access to us because we've been holding on to something that we should have let go,
yeah.
something that he wants to help us throw off,
yeah.
but we keep holding on, then how can we take his hand if we're holding on to something else over here that he wants us to let go of? So we can have peace in him if we let go of those things that are blocking our peace. We can block our own peace.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give up all those things that he said to.
Mm-hmm.
It says, would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Then let him have his way with thee, because his power, there's power in the blood. There's power in his name. There is power to be had to live holy in this life. His power can make you what you ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what you ought to be? Because the word of God tells us what we ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. Because we understand that there are those who have gone to an altar and they ask for forgiveness, but there's still some cleansing that has to go on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talk about with being filled with the Spirit of God, and even our Sunday school lesson, that the Spirit of God will purge us through the blood of Jesus and cleanse our heart and will free us from those things that the world would try to drag us back into.
Yeah.
And his love. His great love wherewith he loved us. His love can fill your soul. And you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee. It's for our good. It's for our profit to let him have his way. Is there anyone who has a need? Is there anyone who has a need and will come forward and say, Lord, I feel like you have something more for me.
Amen.
Lord, you've already given me some, but Lord, there's more that I need, because Lord, I want to be fully cleansed. I want my heart cleansed.
Amen.
I want to be free. I want to have liberty in you.
Amen.
I want to have the peace that you can give me.
Amen.
Amen. But you have to let him have his way. Amen, amen, amen. Is there one? Is there a need?
Amen.
God is able.
Amen.
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 And he's giving an opportunity. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Amen. Pure and good according to the word of God, not according to the world's standards. Because they'll call good evil and evil good. But be always pure and good according to what the word of God requires of us. Amen. Let him have his way with you. We'll sing that verse.
Amen. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant growth? Would you prove him true in providential time? Would you in his servant's labor always at your bell? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you are to. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His love can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. It takes surrender. It takes full surrender. Praise God. Nothing but the pure in heart. Amen. Praise our God. It takes letting him have his way.
Amen.
We have to surrender. We have to surrender. Lord, I'm yours. I'm not going to resist you. I'm not going to resist your word. I'm not going to resist your way. You know, we a song that we sing, and forgive me, but there are times when the Spirit has me thinking in terms of songs, my surrender. I have given up all to my Savior so dear, and his praises I ever will sing. And though all of this world should forsake me while here, to my Savior, I ever will cling. That's
praise
what we have
God
to do. We've got
lead
to cling to the Lord. He
praise
leads me each day in the heavenly way. So onward and upward I'll climb. In the straight, narrow way, I'm determined to stay until I leave this old dark world behind.
Praise God.
That we've got to have it settled just like that.
Amen.
Just like that, praise our God and surrender it all to the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise
God. Our God. Is there any who will say, but just remember me in prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm determined. Amen.
I'm determined.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. No.
Praise God.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. We're told that if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and what will the devil do?
Flee.
He will flee from us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Yes. Amen. 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 Right now. That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yeah.
Praise our God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for showering us, dear God, with your spirit today, Lord, through your word. We thank you, dear God, for touching our hearts, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, because as Brother Byron said, Lord, we are resolved, dear Father, Lord, to go with you all the way, dear God. Lord, we're going to go with you, dear Father, Lord, wherever, Lord, we happen to go. But as Sister Maria said, Lord, we're going to stand on your word, dear God, because we know that your word is truth. We know that even Jesus prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And he was praying for us. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for your sanctifying word and your sanctifying spirit, dear God, which is able to give us power, dear God, to stand, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for pouring it out, dear God, upon our hearts, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because your spirit knows, dear God, what we needed to hear, dear God. And so, Lord, we give you glory. We give you glory and praise and thanks this day, dear Father, for your eternal word, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for taking us, dear God, through precept upon precept and line upon line and here a little and there a little, dear God. Lord, for the full feeding of our eternal souls, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear Father. And, Lord, if there is anything, dear God, Lord, that we're not measuring to, dear God, we pray, Lord, that your spirit will continue to preach to us, dear God. Lord, even at the close of this service, continue to preach to us. Show us, dear God, Lord, where we need to step up. Show us, dear God, Lord, where we're lacking, dear God, that we may be whole and entire, wanting nothing when the Son of Man comes again. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word, dear God, and we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, letting her deliver her soul. Father, we know, dear God, Lord, she was praying, dear God. She was troubled in her spirit, dear God. Lord, she was weeping, dear God. Lord, even weeping for souls, dear God, on this past week, dear God, knowing, dear God, that there are those, dear Father, Lord, who are going into eternity lost and undone, knowing, dear God, that there are those, dear God, who have made a start for thee, dear God, but, Lord, it seems like they're struggling, knowing, dear God, that there are those, dear God, who say that they are called by your name, dear Father, but, Lord, they're not bringing forth fruits of righteousness, dear God. Lord, there are those, dear Father, who say, dear God, that they're serving you, Lord, but we don't see them, Lord. We don't hear testimony, dear Father. Lord, we don't know, Lord. We want to pray for them, Lord. We don't quite even know how to pray, dear God, Lord, in order to be that it would be the most help, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember those, dear God, who heard this message, dear God, whether in the building, Lord, on the phone, on the system, dear God, however it is, dear Father. Those, dear God, that you have been dealing with, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, Lord, you've been dealing with them, dear God, because, Lord, you sent this message today, dear God, Lord, for all those, Lord, who listen in, dear Father, to hear your eternal word. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for those souls, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, and that they would surrender, dear God. Lord, that they would resolve to serve you, Lord, until they die, dear God. Because as Sister Maria said, we don't know, dear God, Lord, when death will come calling. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help for each one that heard this word to measure to all of your word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Pastor Jenkins. We thank you, Lord, for the vision that you have given to her, dear God, to have us come together, dear God, Lord, on Tuesdays for intercessory prayer, dear God, for those souls, dear God, who are struggling. Lord, for those souls, dear God, who are lost and undone. Lord, for friends and loved ones, dear Father, for co-workers, Lord, for neighbors, Lord, for those, Lord, whose names we don't even know, dear God, but who are seeking, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to get under this burden, dear Father. Lord, that souls might know, dear God, Lord, that there is a God in heaven who is willing to forgive, and there is a Savior whose blood will atone for sin.
Pray.
Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless us. Remember each upraised hand here today, dear God. Help us, Lord, Lord, to be true. Help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word. Help us, Lord, to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God, knowing, Lord, that if we're going through something, Lord, you're able to lift us up, dear Father. Lord, if we'll just trust you and be true, Lord, have your way. And again, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, dear God, that you would bless us, Lord. Pray, dear God, even, Lord, as we're preparing, Lord, those who will be able, dear God, to come to the house of God on Tuesday, dear God, Lord, that we may bow together and pray. And, Lord, those who are not able to come, dear Father, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would perhaps be just agreed in prayer where they are, dear God, whether it be on their job or in their home, dear God. Lord, be agreed in prayer, Lord, because we know, dear Father, Lord, when we're all on one accord in the Spirit of God, Lord, you are able to move, Lord, and the mighty works will happen. And so, Lord, we're going to be praying, dear God. We're praying now, dear Lord, and we'll be praying with expectation, dear God, that you're going to move your hand, dear Father, Lord, and that souls, dear God, Lord, will feel the Spirit moving in them, dear God, and will answer, Lord, your call. Have your way, Lord. And once again, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, dear Father, for being able to hear your word, dear God. Pray, Lord, again, that you would remember each upraised hand, dear God, for you know, Lord, what each soul stands in need of. Strengthen us, dear God, in your word. And, Lord, we're going to give you glory, and we're going to give you praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise Amen. Our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Rather be an old-time Christian. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anyone who heard this message today is responsible for it.
Amen.
So, the Lord has touched Pastor Jenkins. She has done what the Lord told her to do. And so we're each accountable. We're each answerable for that message that we have heard today. Amen. But those who have heard the word have heard from heaven. And if we refuse the one who speaks from heaven, then we have no excuse. Amen. I'm persuaded that at the judgment, we're going to meet those who have heard messages, have heard truth, and have rejected it. We're going to meet that in the judgment. My Lord. My Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for our pastor. Amen. Yes. Never.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Amen. Amen. And see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you have done your best, let Jesus do the rest and keep your eyes upon the praise our God. Trust him and be true. Amen. Praise our God. And just thank God for the message and for Pastor Jenkins. Pastor Jenkins, you know, the word of God says it tells us those that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Amen.
And so I just praise God. Amen. Have a thank you card here. Thank God for his word. To the Church of God family, thank you very much for all your prayers. This has been a really trusting God more than ever year. I appreciate everyone. I love you all. Hoping everyone is well. God bless. Keba M. Robinson. Our announcements for Sunday, October 31st, 2021. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. The date for the turkey giveaway is Saturday, November 13th, starting at 9 a.m. And we will be packing the bags with the dinner fixings that accompany the turkey on Tuesday, November the 9th, here at the church, beginning at 10 a.m.
And Sister Blake, we know there are a lot of saints that have Facebook. If you can put it on your Facebook, it's that Saturday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Put an announcement if you,
yeah.
If you.
Some of us don't have.
Right. I don't have it, but if you can put it out there that on Saturday, November the 13th, beginning at 9 a.m. 100 turkeys. You're giving
free.
Away free. Amen. And even as last year. Pastor Jenkins also got 100 Bibles, and the bags that which we put the cans of green beans and the cranberry sauce and the mashed potato buds and all of that also has tracts in it, but also a Bible for each one. And there were some last year who were very excited about getting the Bible as well. Again, the Word of God is going out. Amen. So feeding not just the bodies, but also the souls. Amen. And again, we will be doing packing the bags on Tuesday, November the 9th. So that's Tuesday before the turkey giveaway. And the packing will begin on at 10 a.m.
So we'll still come up to pray at 10:30, but we'll go down.
Yes. And again, along with that, Tuesday beginning this Tuesday, intercessory prayer beginning at 10:30 a.m. here at the church. For those who can come, those who cannot come, be agreed in prayer at home. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Sister Marie. Amen. Well, you have to tell it when the Lord gives it to you. So, amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. For thinking of that. Amen. Ordinance services will follow service today, this morning service. For Wednesday Bible study, which will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday by phone, and please remember to let your phone rest a little bit before service, but then turn it back on in time for the call. This Wednesday Bible study, saints, please bring a scripture, blame, or discuss, Lord willing, because this coming Wednesday is the first Wednesday of the month. So, Brother Byron, that's
Amen.
It was quick.
Yes, it really does. Amen. Happy anniversary blessings to Brother and Sister Thomas Mann on November the 2nd. Amen. Amen. We thank God for blessing our bus driver for today. We were lifting up Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. on last week. So please lift up Sister Marita McElroy. We thank God for blessing and giving safe travels for today. And so lift up Sister Marita this week as she is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. Our thought for today, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. Amen. Amen, amen.
Oh my goodness.
Amen. Praise God. I like that one. Amen. 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 Shall we stand? We're going to pray to dismiss from this service, and then understanding that there'll be a little break until ordinance service, so 2:30. So ordinance service, we'll come back, and ordinance services will begin at 2:30. Before we close, Sister India, good to see you. I wanted to recognize you. Amen. It's good to see you. Amen. Amen. We've been missing you. It's so good to see you. Amen. Thank God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And thank you, Lord, for your bountiful blessings, dear God. Thank you, Lord, so much for your word, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know, dear God, what it is that we have to do and what we have to know, dear God, in order to serve you acceptably. And thank you, Lord, for encouraging our hearts, dear God, for strengthening us through your word, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, to see Sister India, to know, dear God, that you touched her body, Lord, have healed and are healing, dear God, her body, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for her, Lord. And pray, dear God, that you would keep her in your care, dear God. Lord, even as we, Lord, pray our fervent prayers, Lord, on her behalf, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give her the strength, dear God, that she needs, dear God. Lord, to live, Lord, as you have called her, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, realizing, Lord, that maybe there will be those who will be staying for ordinance services, but there may be those who are leaving. So for those who are leaving, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give traveling mercies, dear God. Lord, bring everyone back, dear God, at the appointed time. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would even bless, Lord, and be present, dear God, in the intercessory prayer meeting that will be on Tuesday, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, and direct our minds and our hearts, dear Father. Lord, and give us, help us, Lord, to bear one another's burdens, dear God, and so fulfill the law of Christ. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.